KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy. We have a few sprinkles. So far, we picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with scattered sprinkles or showers and a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There will be a new face on the Atlantic Board of Education soon. During the school elections, which were held Tuesday, newcomer Rodney Hartwig defeated incumbent John Martins to fill a spot on the board. Hartwig's 376 votes were good enough for him to win a seat on the board, along with incumbents Phil Haskell and Denny Davis. Martins received 352 votes, Haskell 478, and Davis 366. Also joining the board is Josh McLaren, who received 457 votes and was unopposed to fill a vacancy. In addition, the physical plant and equipment levy issue passed in Atlantic by 414 yes to 122 no votes. The renewed levy will become effective at the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, 2010, and continue for the next 10 years. Elsewhere, the revenue purpose statement was renewed in the Griswold Community School District by a vote of 137-9. The revenue purpose statement was also approved by voters in the Adair-Casey School District, 123-16. And a write-in candidate won a race featuring one other person on the ballot in the Adair-Casey District 4 race. The published candidate, Tim James, was defeated by write-in Randy Carney, 85-49. In Audubon County, write-in at-large candidate Mark Nissen upset Arlen Wiederstein for a seat on the Audubon Board of Education. Nissen garnered 195 votes to Wiederstein's 111. Candidates Christine Conkler and Douglas Olson received 213 and 216 votes each, respectively. In addition, a revenue purpose statement for the Audubon School District passed by a vote of 212-29. Each of the candidates for the Exira School Board received voter approval. Terry Harris, Lisa Burmeister, and Ryan Wilson had been unopposed for the at-large seats on the Exira Board. In Adams County, there were no declared candidates for the director seats in Corning Districts 2 and 3. Scott Aiken and Lori Harvey received the nomination through write-in votes. Aiken received 119, while Harvey garnered 133. Kenny Hafner received 132 votes and was unopposed to fill a vacancy on the board. Veteran trainer school board member Jerry Hempel kept his seat following Tuesday's vote. Hempel was among five candidates for the trainer school board, which featured only the only contested school board race in Pottawatomie County other than the election in Council Bluffs. Newcomers Randy Young and Dave Paulson will join Hempel on the board as at-large members. News time is 7:09.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. We've got a great selection of used CR combines in stock right now. We've got a couple 09 New Holland CR 9060s. Both of them are trade-ins of very, very good customers. Both of them are in excellent condition, low-hour machines. The guys have put them through the shop and put them up in like new condition, so they'll go out and perform for you. In addition to that, we just recently got an 08 New Holland CR 940 in a low-hour machine. It's an excellent machine for the, say, the guy running a TR-98 or TR-99 that wants to move up to a CR. Again, well-equipped and came from an excellent home. I also want to mention we've got a John Deere 9760. It's an 06 machine. It's got 1,270 hours on the separator. Real well-equipped, sharp-looking machine. If you're shopping for a John Deere, come in and take a look at this 9760. Before things get too close to harvest, get in here, take advantage of the excellent selection of used combines that we have here at Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Authorities in Red Oak are investigating a vehicle burglary. According to Red Oak Police, the incident was reported early Tuesday afternoon. Officials say Joshua Craig indicated someone broke into his vehicle, which was parked in the vicinity of North Boundary Street, sometime between Monday evening and Tuesday morning. The man said an iPod valued at $150 was missing, but there was no damage to the vehicle. Anyone with information can call the Red Oak Police Department at 623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Authorities in Montgomery County say one person was transported to the hospital for treatment of unknown possible injuries following a collision yesterday afternoon south of Red Oak. The Sheriff's Department said the crash happened just after 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 48 and 270th Street. According to the sheriff's report, the collision occurred as a vehicle driven by 56-year-old Rebecca S. Wright of Red Oak was traveling south and was in the process of turning left onto 270th Street. About the same time, a second southbound vehicle driven by 73-year-old Lewis Sainer of Shenandoah was attempting to pass. Wright was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. Sainer, who was not issued, was issued, or rather not injured, was issued a citation for passing at an intersection. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office is looking into what caused the death of a man found bleeding from head wounds on a gravel road. Greg Nemo was found face down on the road on August 28th by a passerby at the Beaver Lake campground near Dexter. The mother of the 44-year-old Nemo said that her son's head had been severely fractured and nearly crushed. While it was initially thought that Nemo had fallen from a moving vehicle, his mother, Carolyn Lavengood, said that he had no abrasions on his body, which he would have had if he had fallen onto the road. The Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard said it's too early in the investigation to determine whether Nemo's death was an accident or foul play. A public hearing will be held this morning at the Atlantic Airport Terminal Building with regard to the maintenance hangar improvement project. City Administrator Doug Harris said the total cost of the project is $29,750. Of that, 85%, or roughly $25,288, will be eligible for funding from the state. The remaining 15%, or nearly $4,463, will come from local sources, such as leftover bond funds. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've got a great selection of used CR combines. In stock right now, we've got a couple 09 New Holland CR 9060s. Both of them are trade-ins of very, very good customers. Both of them are in excellent condition, low-hourd machines. The guys have put them through the shop and put them up in like new condition, so they'll go out and perform for you. In addition to that, we just recently got an 08 New Holland CR 940 in, a low-hourd machine. It's an excellent machine for, the guy running a TR-98 or TR-99 that wants to move up to a CR. Again, well-equipped and came from an excellent home. I also want to mention we've got a John Deere 9760. It's an 06 machine. It's got 1,270 hours on the separator. Real well-equipped, sharp-looking machine. If you're shopping for a John Deere, come in and take a look at this 9760. Before things get too close to harvest, get in here, take advantage of the excellent selection of used combines that we have here at Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 68-year-old Betty Newman of Atlantic died Saturday. Funeral services for Betty Newman will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Smith of Coon Rapids died Saturday in Carroll. Funeral services for Janice Smith will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. 75-year-old Darlene Janet Knoll of Griswold died Saturday. A memorial service for Janet Knoll will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 81-year-old Charlene Dorsher of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas died Thursday. Funeral services for Charlene Dorsher will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. 90-year-old Ethel Rowetter of Irvine, California, and formerly of Westside, died Wednesday, September 7th. Funeral services for Ethel Rowetter will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. 85-year-old Joyce E. Riggs of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Joyce Riggs will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 83-year-old Lenora Woolenhouse, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Lenora Woolenhouse will be Friday at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 97-year-old Virginia Spiker of Atlantic died Monday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Virginia Spiker will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Heritage House. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And 87-year-old Margaret Jensen of Atlantic died Monday. Private family graveside services for Margaret Jensen will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Henson reporting.